next item is Tidewater Environmental Services Incorporated, conditional use number 1972, amended condition. And Mr. Lang, if you would, let the record show that Mr. Robertson has recusing himself from these proceedings.
I have advised if there's any legal questions, I don't know that there would be, but if you have any, Mr. Rutt and Mr. Moore know that I'm recusing myself, so you could ask any questions of them. So, okay.
Were you supposed to call them or what?
Well, I'm sure Mr. Lang or Mr.
We're phoning a friend or what?
Video conference.
Oh yeah, thank you.
Sure, yeah. Mr. Schrader.
Yeah, that's sure. Okay, gentlemen, you've all had the opportunity to read the letter and review the accompanying data. We'll open the floor for discussion.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm the one that made the motion, I believe, in this particular case. And my concern is whether or not our county engineering department has weighed in on this request, since they were instrumental in the condition number 3 that was approved. You know, Mr. Lang?
Just in speaking with the county engineer, the engineering department would prefer that the current stipulations stay in place. Clearly, the rules are very clear that the engineering department has service territory that they can serve. They have their area outside of the planning areas that are available for Wandendale to serve. And prior to this arrangement being in place, there's been some, I won't say what the right word is, some conversation between Tidewater and the county engineering department. They feel that Wandendale still hasn't broken ground and that, to the best of their knowledge, has no near-term plans to do so. And that's about all I can say. That's just a conversation. Okay. No details.
So we've not requested a written, are they not provided written comments, nor have we requested one yet?
No, we have not requested written comments.
Okay.
Well, gentlemen, there's a couple things here. Number one, we do have the right to consider this a major change and require a public hearing if you wish to do that. We can discuss it among ourselves. We do have representatives of the applicant here. We can hear from them. We can defer action and invite everybody back for another another meeting. So those are our choices, and certainly if you wish to hear discuss more and hear from the applicant this evening, we can do that.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think we also in this situation probably should have at least a consultation and involvement with our legal department. Since we're talking, we've been talking. I know in the past there's been issues about who's going to serve what area and who had jurisdiction and didn't have jurisdiction.
Well,
I know there's been discussion between the county and the various wastewater companies. So I think we're kind of at a loss without Mr. Robertson, and maybe we should invite counsel.
Well, certainly, if we decide to defer action, I think one of the requirements would certainly be we would need to have counsel here, and I think we need to have engineering here because it's one of those things that everybody has an interest in, and it is a more technical area than this group typically deals with. We're not the ones who are in the water and sewer business, but occasionally we are, and this is one of those occasions. So, I'll entertain anybody's ideas or Any further discussion or?
Mr. Chairman, I think it's becoming painfully obvious that we can't make a decision tonight. And so I really don't see the need to ask the Tidewater to present their side of the story. We might as well get everybody here, let them slug it out, and then we'll at least have everybody's opinion on the same page, the same day, the same time. So to me, it would make more sense, and I don't like delaying these things because I think this conversation has been dragging out for quite a while. I'd like to see it come to an end one way or the other. But I think it would be best to invite engineering in, have our legal counsel here, let Tidewater bring whomever they want, and then let them go ahead and present their cases, and so we'll have everybody on the same level playing field.
Now, I agree with you wholeheartedly, Mr. Ross. My question is whether we do that as part of a public hearing process, since we're inviting basically input from...
This is the concern that I have, and unfortunately we don't have a counselor here to ask, is that is this rising to the level of a public hearing? Are we essentially going to have a public hearing without calling it that, you know? And if that, you know, is that an issue? Certainly it's a public meeting. It's a public proceeding. It's not unusual for us to have folks... different folks speak to us about an issue. I mean, it's certainly not a case of where I'm concerned about there being a lack of transparency or anything. I just want to make sure that we're on good legal ground.
If I may, again, we don't have legal counsel, but the request before us this evening is to amend a condition.
Right, which we can do.
By the commission, and the commission has on occasion amended conditions of approval.
That's correct.
And... the issue is whether or not it's appropriate to amend it. It's going to have to be a decision of the commission, or whether you refer it to go back to public hearing and go through the process to amend the condition through the public hearing process. Those are two options, basically, or just deny the request. Three options.
Mr. Chairman, my opinion is you know, let's take the easy route first, and we can always go back to a full public hearing and a rehearing. Try to put it on the next agenda if we can get it on. Let the parties represent themselves. At that point, we'll have legal advice to tell us whether we should, you know, grant the request of a change of condition, or if the legal, whoever it is, thinks we should go to a full public hearing, and then we can move up the ladder until we get to the end of it.
And the discussion scheduled in the discussion before you would only be limited to the requested amendment of the condition.
Right.
The whole process, just that issue.
Right.
That would be a lengthy conversation.
Right, because we've been down the road about the approval of the project itself, so I think we'll just be addressing this their specific request.
All right, then. Well, in an abundance of caution, let's have a motion of some description, and it probably should be simply to defer action until further information can be gathered.
Well, before you make that motion, if it's the consensus of the commission that you feel that we need legal counsel, one, either Mr. Rutt or Mr. Moore on behalf in replacement of Mr. Robertson, and if you want county engineering present or county engineer present, if it's subject to the blessing of the legal counsel. I don't know how that works. It's up to you.
Well, are you saying that needs to be incorporated in a motion?
The motion would be
to defer action, to give the opportunity for the commission to have legal counsel and advice from the engineering department?
That's what I'm asking. If that's what you choose, that's what we should make sure is part of the motion.
That seems reasonable to me. That
we're going to leave whether or not engineering is part of that meeting up to legal counsel?
Yeah, and again, we're only discussing
condition.
The condition of requested to be amended.
Right.
And that discussion on a future agenda would take place under
other business.
Business.
It would still be
so right after,
it's not a public hearing.
So it would be like right after the approval of the agenda and the minutes, it would be at the...
No,
at the
I think
front
it would be,
of the agenda.
I think it'd be at the end. I think
it'd
it would
be
still
the
be
end.
Under other
be
business.
Other business.
Would
still be other
it would
business.
Be under other business.
The purpose of the discussion, that's where we would always put an amendment to a committee.
I see. Okay, I'm just trying to think of use of.
But Mr. Smith, that wouldn't preclude us from requesting that the item be moved to the forefront. I mean, we've done that in the past, where we've had certain things where we've,
yeah,
you know, when we, especially when we have public hearings going on and that sort of thing, where we have some matters that we have in the beginning, so that our legal counsel isn't having to sit in the audience for however long it takes us to get through the rest of the business, as well as engineering, if in fact they're invited by legal counsel.
That's what I was saying.
Next meeting could be a bad one.
Do what?
Next meeting could be a bad one.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned that we're loading up the agenda for the 24th here. We've also asked for to have something else placed on there. I'm not too sure you're going to squeeze it all in.
That's just a bad thing.
I think we have to leave the scheduling up to the staff. I don't think that should be part of the motion.
Right.
We should move to defer for the reasons that would be stated in the motion and drive on. And if there were ever an instance that proves that lawyers do provide a valuable service, this would be it. So, Mr. Schrader, will you have something you want to say? Or you?
He looks like he's just one brief comment. I just wanted to note for the record that Mr. Esposito and I are here on behalf of the applicant, and the principals of the landlord, Wannendale Farms, are here tonight.
Okay.
As far as the 24th is concerned, we can wait another 2 weeks if it's deemed appropriate by the commission.
Well, we're a little concerned.
Well, we're a little concerned about the 24th, so it could be 4 weeks.
It may.
So, yeah. But thank you. Okay, we appreciate that, and we certainly extend our apologies to you for the inconvenience. But we want to make sure we get this right, and I'm sure you do too. So,
well, let me make a wing at this, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, concerning Tidewater Environmental Services. Request for amended conditions on conditional use number 1792. My motion is for deferral with a request that legal counsel be provided when this matter is heard again under other business, and that perhaps our engineering department may want to weigh in on that.
Provide that comments meeting. Either in writing or in person is what I would suggest.
That's what I just said.
Okay.
to
that's
and
right,
in the
did.
Engineering department be either provide written comments or be available for that meeting.
I second that motion.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to defer action on Tidewater Environmental Services Incorporated conditional use number 1972 amended conditions for the reasons stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.